I'm going to take my clothes off. I need to lose some weight. So it's actually really good. The weather's actually a really good trigger to actually get your mindset right to lose some weight. So actually we should, you know, do it now whilst the sun's out.
Yeah, the weather's a great trigger. And unfortunately, sometimes during the winter, the weather can put a lot of people off. It can stir a lot of people on as well at the same time. You know, with the weather being nice, people have that inclination to want to be outside.
No one wants to go for a run in the rain, do they, really? You don't want to go for a run in the puddles, do you?
Us hardcores.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, snow, we're out there.
Tell us what is an achievable goal, okay? You've decided that you want to lose weight. You've decided that you want to feel fitter. You're going on holiday this summer, and you want to get your shorts on, and, you know, for women, you want to get your bikini on, and you're just thinking, I need to lose a little bit. So focus realistically. I mean, we've mentioned this a few times before, but being realistic in your goals is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, realistic, and keep them short-term goals as well. Try not to give yourself too big a target or too big a time period to try and get some work done. Try and keep it small and limited to give yourself a short period of time to really try and focus on it. If you're unused to this, you know, losing weight or training for something, you know, giving yourself a 2 or 3 month period to get some work done, you know, for those that aren't used to this, will be quite tough to keep to. So giving yourself just a week to try and really change your life and make a difference potentially forever. So
do you get clients, have you had clients over the years that have said to you, look, there's actually one issue that I've got, and that is my legs or my bum or my stomach, you know, I've had a couple of kids and basically I want to firm up my tummy, but actually the tummy is still wobbly. I mean, can you do that as a personal trainer? Can you say, well, this is what you really need to be doing, you need to be focusing on, if that's what you want to do, we can give you the right exercises to help strengthen and to, you know, reduce the old tum?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, you know, to lose weight or mass in a particular area, you can't just work that area to make a difference. You have to, you know, if you want to lose weight, you need to do cardio. If you want to burn some weight off the tummy, unfortunately, you can't do a load of sit-ups, and that won't quite help. You need to, you know, lose the weight there by exercising and doing other exercises that obviously I can show you to make a difference.
Okay. Well, we'll continue
in
the next couple of moments. You get the scales fired up, and we'll listen to Level 42. I should explain, in fairness to Dan, we only see each other when he comes in on air. It's not like I'm a client or anything, so it's not like he's not like he's having bad results. The failure when it comes to what's happening on the scales is entirely down to me. There's no one else to blame. Certainly not Dan, because he just comes in and talks to me on the radio, and then you go away again, don't you, Dan? And you're going away with a heavy heart today. I know you're just thinking, what are you doing, Mr. Pandolfi? Because I had my way in, and basically everything's gone in the wrong direction, hasn't it? Yeah. Who would have thought? I can't understand it.
Three have stayed the same, and yep. Four have gone in the wrong way, yes.
Yeah, so we're doing bone density, muscle, mass, weight, hydration.
Body fat percentages.
Body fat. It's all gone on. It's all gone pear-shaped. Everything, literally. It's all gone pear-shaped. And I have to give you £50 by the end of June, which you're then going to give to the Town 102 Kids Trust if I don't meet this goal, which was to lose 2 stone, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I might go to the cash point now, but no. I tell you what.
There's still time.
There is still time to prove that this can be done. We're going to check the latest on the roads and trains in the next couple of moments, and I'm off for a run around the block, I guess. I'll see you in a moment.
Breakfast with Nick Pandolfi and Jimmy's Farm. 10th anniversary birthday bash. 26th.